And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the 650th Punky Radio. And what better way to start it than with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. Sir Neil! You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and a track from their latest album, Ain't No Pussy, formerly of Basingstoke, a.k.a. Basingstoke, now relocated to London. Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons are brilliant live and brilliant on record, and you need to get that album. And we'll play something else from it in the next few weeks, most likely. Tony, what is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' website?
DirtyJohnsons.com?
It's TheDirtyJohnsons.com. Johnsons is J-O-H-N-S-O-N-S. TheDirtyJohnsons.com. Paulie B. Internet 1, Tony Neil. Very close there.
Yes.
But no cigar. Okay. I have some additional material for you.
All right.
I do like it when that happens. If you've got a joke or a poem for me, please do email Paulie B. at PunkyRadio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. For the second week running, we've got one from our mate Simon.
Okay.
Simon Knott of Simon Says, a wonderful man. He knows about music and horses.
Oh.
Yeah, that's excellent. I've had another joke through as well that we'll do next week, but I do still want you to keep them coming. Anyway, here goes. This from Simon, and it says, just in case nobody else sends one. Well, they did actually, but I'm still going to read this one out.
Mm.
Open brackets, great the way you dropped the catastrophic Bez bit in right at the end this week, close brackets. You'll have to listen to last week's show to get that reference. Here goes. England v Ireland, March 17th, St Patrick's Day, Twickenham. This may be of interest to one of you. A friend of mine has two tickets in a corporate box for England v Ireland, 17th March. He paid £300 each, but he didn't realise when he bought them months ago that it was going to be the same day as his wedding. If you're interested, he's looking for someone to take his place. It's at Marylebone Registry Office at 4:30 p.m. The bride's name is Nicole. She's 5'4", about 8 stone, quite pretty, has her own income, and is a really good cook. Quite nice. I can't help thinking, after losing disastrously to the Scottish in the Six Nations, that playing Ireland on St Patrick's Day is probably not a good idea.
No.
No. It was all going so well. Tony, I'm going to play another song now. Can I do that?
Why not?
I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Greek garage electro punk is your bag.
Ooh, maybe it might be.
It might be indeed. But here's a band we've already played the track from, Nomos 751, via Southerly Records. They have an album out by the same name. I believe that is eponymous, Tony. So it's Nomos 751 from their album Nomos 751. But what is the SoundCloud page of Nomos 751?
SoundCloud.com/Nomos751.
Simple as that, and it's NOMOS and then the numeric 751. SoundCloud.com/Nomos751. Frankly, mate, this doesn't muck about. They live. Listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a cracker. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Go for it.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio, or just search Punky Radio. It's that easy. Do get in touch. Do leave us a comment. We do like to hear from you. Yeah, get in touch. There's a lot of listeners out there who never do, so if you don't get in touch before, just send us a quick comment. Hello. Thanks for playing this song. What band did you like this week? Anything, really. Just get in touch. We'd like to hear from you. Two comments this week.
Oh.
One in response to last week's show, Joseph Sir Borg got back in touch. Yeah, just to say, love it. Thanks for the scanner play.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And we have more information about that track coming up very shortly.
Excellent. Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
Hi, Timo. And in response to the cocked up bed thing, he says, hi, Simon. If you're looking for cocked up beds, get your hands on the old Punky episodes when Paul was in charge of them. Regarding Uncle Randy, no idea when he first appeared, but I do know that I got very excited reading his name in this week's episode description. Milky Pants!
It is a shame that we haven't heard back. It's clearly not the Uncle Randy.
No, or is it? Maybe we scared away.
Well, I think that Uncle Randy, I think he's off-grid now. Yeah, as far as the cocked-up beds go, I think that's a bit harsh.
It's a little bit harsh.
It's a bit harsh. I was multitasking in those days.
Well, back in the day when we actually had a board and two CD players and you also had to do the show.
Yeah. Well, and if you remember before that, when we did it in the radio studio, I had the beds on a mini disc, I think.
We recorded on mini disc. Yeah. There was definitely mini disc involved.
I had the beds on a mini disc in the studio, I think, and it was actually easier then than when it was when we... Oh, look, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is, light it up, Timo. he always comes to your defence, I've noticed.
the German connection, the solidarity.
Yeah, I know, but it's a fair point. If you'd like to see the entire mess that used to happen before you were in control, then yeah, have a listen to some of the early shows. Saying that, Tony, that is it for Facebook, yeah?
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
650 of show, Tony.
I know.
Thank you for reminding me.
That's all right.
Now, most people would say, oh, wow, that's amazing. We're only 50 shows away from the 700th.
Yeah.
But we're actually more excited about the 666th, aren't we?
Yeah. It should be, what, June, maybe?
I don't know, but let's just... Well, if it is, if it's on the 6th of the 6th, you know what's going to happen. That could be amazing.
No.
It's not going to be, is it?
I don't think it
it's
is.
It's going to be a little bit after that.
16
it's
weeks.
It's 4 months away, so...
Yeah, it's more like the 6th of July.
It'll be the end of June. So you might be lucky and not have to do what you did on the 555th.
Yeah. Well, we'll just stand this. It's just there in the old show. It's a little bit of testament.
Yeah, the 555th. Arguably your greatest ever editing achievement.
Hmm. If you started listening after the show...
And a cracking show as well, it was, wasn't it?
It was a great show in every way. It's a good show to go to. If you've only been listening recently, go and check it out whenever it was, 100 shows ago. So, what, 2 years? 2016, something like that.
My God.
Great show.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've upset me now.
Yeah.
We're going to play two songs in a row. And here's some information. So, Bongo Boy have been in touch with us now and again over the last few years, and... They bring out compilations that they ask bands to pay to go on, right?
Right, yeah.
And then they do all the bits and bobs for them. And we've talked about this before, whether we like the idea of this or not, but the fact is they do end up with a very good product. And the latest one is their first punk compilation that they've done called Revolution One. If you type in Bongo Boy and Revolution 1 to the internet, you'll find out all about this. One of the tracks on this one is the Scanner track that we played last week.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. So Sir Joe thinks it's a decent idea. However, the two tracks we're going to play now are by bands that we haven't played before, one of which are no longer going. You'll find out why. Stay tuned for the Swinging Iggies. We'll talk about them after you've heard them. But first up, a track by an artist called Pixie Tourette.
Mm.
Now, this is a rather tragic story, Tony.
Oh.
So it would be worth Googling it rather than me going into details. It is fascinating. Formerly of a band called Roxy Locks, R-O-X-Y-L-O-C-K-S, the lady in question was called Jennifer Naily, conventional spelling of Jennifer and then Naily, N-A-I-L-E-Y. If you type that into the internet, you'll find out about it as well. And I should say that Roxy Locks is not to be confused with the well-known Mansfield hairdressers.
Right, okay.
Because when I typed in Roxy Locks, I was quite surprised by some of the things I found. But anyway, point is, this is a great song, but it's very poignant. But you will have to do your own research to find out why. I'm not going to go into detail right now. And we also don't have a website or Facebook page or anything for Pixie Tourette. So I'm afraid it's just staying as it is, which is one all right?
Okay.
As I say, stay tuned for the Swinging Iggies. This is Pixie Tourette and Wednesday.
Just go away. Just hop on a train and start a game.
Affenschwanz.
Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Swinging Iggies and a track called Lady Gaga, all the way from Belvedere, New Jersey, Tony. What is the Facebook page for the Swinging Iggies?
Facebook.com/ The Swinging Iggies.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 1, and it's Facebook.com/ THE, The Swinging Iggies, IGGIES. Well done, you're in the lead, Tony.
Excellent.
And that was another track that's on the Bongo Boy Revolution 1 compilation that's out. Now, there are one or two other bands that we played on the show on it, which is why I haven't played. I've tried to play ones that we haven't. Voice of Addiction are on there as well. One of our favourite Chicago punk bands.
Okay, nice.
It's a good compilation, actually. It is well worth checking out. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I went to Marvellous Mansfield.
Blimey.
Yeah, it was Mario's birthday last week. The drummer for many bands, the new drummer from Alcohol, who helped us play our reunion gig last year. He was in Pam, The Find. He's in a band called Fakehead now. But we know Mario, Mark Smith from Mansfield. It was his birthday.
Yes, very interesting that you've given the name there. Because on his birthday, it rocked up in my Facebook thing that it was his birthday, and I went, "Who's that?"
Yeah.
Because I've only ever known him as Mario.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's not many people that call him Mario. I don't know where even I got it from. I think it was just an alcohol thing. I think what we used to call him.
Was it?
I think so. I'm not sure.
So basically, the only two people that currently call him Mario are us two.
Basically,
That's what you say.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
So we went to Mansfield, had a curry in Mansfield with Uncle Wito, Mario, and the locals, the likely lads and all that. But yeah, it was good.
The locals? Yeah. Who else was in attendance then? Other people from bands?
Yeah, it was Dave, who is Mario's roommate, or flatmate rather. There was his sister, her husband, Ian Bacon, who was the drummer when I did that Unit 5 session day.
Oh, yeah.
He used to also be the drummer in Evoke, the death metal band from... Apparently there was a big metal band in Mansfield in the 90s. Very big, apparently, death metal, but he's the drummer from that. And he's now in a covers band. He's in two covers bands doing 70s covers and 80s, 90s rock covers.
Right.
Getting paid.
Death metal don't pay the rent.
It's apparently not, you know. Who'd hunk it?
I was going to say, of course they're a metal band, they're from Mansfield.
Exactly, yeah.
Brilliant. It was, lots of people will move to certain cities because of the kind of music that is prevalent there. If you're into metal, just move to Mansfield. You'll have a great time.
Oh, I don't know why, but it is metal. Metal Mansfield. There you go.
It's great. It's great, really. Right. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. What did you get up to?
How many did you have time?
I had a mixed grill Balti.
Right.
With pillow rice. And, of course, a Peshwari naan.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It would be rude not to.
Exactly.
I went to Oslo, Tony.
Yeah?
Blimey, it was cold.
Yeah,
blimey.
Sure.
And I'd completely forgotten, but because of exorbitant prices on the flight I'd normally get, I got the 6:30 a.m. flight, which meant that I left Nottingham at 1:30 a.m. to drive there, got there just before 4 o'clock, and thought there's no better time than that to have a couple of pints. So I had a couple of pints, got on the plane, woke up in Oslo. There was a lot of snow. The show, absolutely brilliant.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely brilliant. And well done to Harriet Dyer and Jack Campbell doing such a great job. Packed gig. Absolutely packed. I was supposed to be staying with my mate Darren, but he hadn't come to the show, so I knew I'd have to meet him later. When the show finished, a couple of people that were there said, would you like to come back to our house where we've got some booze and food? I went, great. So rather than going out drinking and smoking, I went round to this couple's house, and we had a fantastic time. And there's another bloke there called Larry, mm-hmm. who is from East London, but lives in Lillestrøm. And me and Larry got on fine, and it was great fun. But it meant that I left there at 3:40 in the morning.
Right.
Having still not found Darren. Now, the bars in Oslo shut at 3. I should point out as well that towards the end of my time in the house, there was an incident where there was some mistaken stuff, which led to me being pushed off a chair. And I landed on my bum bone, and I've got a bruised coccyx. Mostly. So this means for the last 2 months, when going to Oslo, I've managed to survive the icy wastes when intoxicated, but I've still managed to fall over once on a Sunday lunchtime walking back to the station, and once in a house.
Ooh.
I'm not doing that well. Anyway, I eventually found Darren, who was at a house party in another part of Oslo, which didn't finish till 7 in the morning.
Right.
So I didn't get back. We didn't get back to his flat till 7:30 in the morning. He's like, teenagers can't survive this sort of thing, Tony.
No.
But I manage it somehow. Anyway, I'm still here. I'm a bit bruised. But it's a great trip. And that was pretty much what I did last week. I'll tell you what I'm doing this week very shortly, because another significant date is coming up this week. But I thought we'd play another one from the vaults now, Tony.
Okay.
And Sultans of Ping FC, who have had a recent release out on Cherry Red, which is a retrospective of some of their best stuff. They're still going, but a retrospective of it's like the first album, extra tracks. And it's fantastic. Do check it out. You can. I somehow never noticed that they were Irish.
Well, I didn't know that.
I always thought they were from Liverpool, because I think because I equated them with Half Man Half Biscuit,
right.
Who are from the Wirral, I think. But I just assumed they were Northwest, but they're not. They're Irish anyway. Which made me feel rather silly. I do tend to like to know where bands are from. Find out all about them on their website, Tony, which is?
Sultansofping.co.uk?
Sultansofping.com.
Huh.
Unlucky. Hang on, I asked you the swinging Iggy's, didn't I? Yes, it's 2-2 now. That's right, it's a Desmond. All right, so look, we will be playing at least one more track from this retrospective in the next few weeks because there's another one that I really want to play. But right now, this is Crash Pad Chick.
1, 2, 3, they say that girl's a crash pad chick. She was born to lose, but deep inside I realise that kids in my shoes. The kids in school don't understand just why she goes for me. I'll chew my gum and think they're dumb, that's why they just can't see. She's my crash pad chick, and I love her. Even though she goes with other guys, she's my crash pad chick, and I love her. Even though she always tells me lies, you'll never find a crash pad chick. I'm playing with her choice. The crash pad chick's the kind of girl that goes with hippie boys. They smoke marijuana and they stay up all the night. Then they ride the whale surfing to the morning light. She's my crash pad chick, and I love her. Even though she goes with other guys, she's my crash pad chick, and I love her. I love that girl, even though she always tells me lies. While people try to put her down, they always act so cool. They don't know why I love her so, they think that I'm a fool. But when I hold my baby's hand down at a picture show, I don't know much, baby, there's one thing that I know. She's my crash pad chick, and I love her. Even though she goes with other guys, she's my crash pad chick, and I love her. I love that girl, even though she always tells me lies. She's my crash pad chick, and I love her. Even though she goes with other guys, she's my crash pad chick, and I love her. I love that girl, even though she always tells me lies. Lies, lies, lies. Oh, so good.
You're listening to The Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sons of Ping FC and Crash Pad Chick. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Brrr.
It's a bit nippy.
It's the 650.
It's yes, thanks for your gigs. If any have any gigs coming up, do let me know. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who they're playing with. Doesn't have to be in the UK. It is international, so if you're not in the UK, do let me know. But saying that, this week's are in the UK. So I've got two this week. I'm gonna do the easy one first. Chris Evans has been in touch.
It is the real one.
The real Chris Evans. Is he even calling himself that now?
It is the real Chris. Is he calling himself that now?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
He's got several gigs coming up, but the one that is most relevant, Bomb Dogs are playing the Exchange Bar in Leicester this Sunday, the March the 4th. Yes, the Sunday.
That's Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one of the... His main band is Not My Good Arm, but I think he also plays in Bomb Dogs. And that is Bomb Dogs, not Bum Dogs, apparently.
Apparently so, yeah.
We do keep saying that. If you are in Leicester, do check that out. But that's not the punk gig of the week, because this week, this Friday night, at the New Cross Inn in South London, Pussycat Dirty Johnsons are playing.
Oh, they really?
Brilliant. Yeah, with Raw Fun, Hot Girl, and the Sesame Buns in Smithereen.
Well, that'd be fabulous.
Yeah, so that's punk gig of the week. So it's on our Facebook page for more information. Tickets, I think, were £5 in advance.
Worth every penny.
And it's happy hour 6 to 7. So there you go.
Even better.
Do check it out. That's South London, New Cross Inn, Friday night.
And you've heard them at the start of the show. So
exactly.
So that's worked out very well, hasn't it?
Hasn't it just?
If I'd known that, I might have played them next.
Yeah.
You know, you don't work it all out, do you?
Nah.
Yeah.
It's all right. But that's all I have, though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
650. I just, on my muted TV screen in front of me, there's just been an extended BBC weather report about the next few days, because, you know, We've got the Beast from the East coming in, haven't we?
Apparently, yeah.
The Beast from the East, also known as Wind.
Wind, yeah.
And it turns out Nottingham, Tony, on Thursday, is going to be just about the coldest part of the British Isles.
Excellent.
And it's going to be minus 8.
Ah.
Yeah. Now, having just been in Oslo, of course, might laugh at minus 8. Although a minus 8 over here is worse than a minus 8 anywhere else.
Of course it is. There will be traffic chaos.
There'll be traffic chaos. And it's that wet cold, Tony. It's that wet cold.
Mm.
That's the thing, it's that wet cold. It's not like that nice dry cold that you get at the Winter Olympics, which just finished. And I managed to watch the Winter Olympics all the way through until the last 2 days. Well done, me.
Okay.
It's like watching the World Cup all the way through until the final and then going, nah, I'm not bothered.
Right. What did you miss? Or do you know what you missed?
I didn't miss any British medals.
Okay.
I don't think.
Did you see the curling?
I did. Oh, well, yeah, but I didn't see the no, we didn't get a medal in the curling.
No, I think we lost, didn't we? We may have got bronze, but I think we lost, didn't we? So it's we're fourth, I think.
Yeah, no, yeah. I missed that. I watched them doing really well all the way. It's like as soon as I stopped watching, they started being rubbish.
Ah, there you go.
I blame me. And then I'm not mentioning the rugby.
Right.
All right, that's it. That's what I'm saying about that. So what I am going to do instead, though, Tony, is play two songs in a row.
Okay.
All right, these are two more from the Bongo Boy Revolution 1 compilation that we've already featured two from and told you about other tracks. So we will have mentioned or played six of the tracks on this compilation by the end of the show. That's not bad. Here come two more. Stay tuned for Nick Lejuge, which I'm going to very much enjoy telling you about. But first up, a band. Now, I'm a band. These are from France. This is a Gironde rock and roll, Tony.
Hmm.
Band called 267.
Right.
What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/267band.
Facebook.com/group267. And I said group because it is G-R-O-U-P-E.
Yeah.
I think that's French for group.
It might be. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Anyway, what was that? That makes it probably be internet 3, Tony 2.
3, yes.
It is 3-2. Hey, and Tony, guess what?
What's that?
I love girls.
For girls, sexy girls, yeah, I know girls. When you're on the street, I'm like a dog in heat. I beat on your feet, I bet you so sweet. I know girls. I love girls, beautiful girls, sexy girls, yeah, I love girls. Like old joke, big or slow, black or white, day or night. Light of girl, yeah. Light of girl, yeah. Oh yeah. Let me love you too. Girl, I want to shoot a sexy girl. You you won't touch me. Come on, baby, you look at you too. You know what to do. A sexy girl.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Avec mes souvenirs, j'ai allumé le feu. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours et tous leurs trémolants. Balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. On est bien égaux. Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Car ma vie, car mes choix, aujourd'hui, ça commence avec toi.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nick Lejuge. And as you probably guessed, non, je ne regrette rien. Neuchâtel, punk judge, Tony. He's a Neuchâtel punk judge.
Wow.
So we had France, and then we kept going with the French by going to the French part of Switzerland. We've kept this French.
Blimey.
Nick Lejuge, very interesting character, mate. He went to law school and he liked playing guitar and that, and he wanted to be in a band and that, and he got to be a judge in Switzerland. But the way it's set up there, it's not quite the same as here, where you are elected and you stay on regardless. There are people who can change their minds about your suitability to be a judge, and the Swiss being rather conservative, when they found out he was also in a punk rock band, they said he couldn't be a judge anymore unless he gave up the punk. And like any sensible man did, he gave up the judging.
Nice.
Yeah. He was apparently a very progressive, forward-thinking and excellent judge, and is worth looking into. And you can do that by checking out his website, which is
nicklejuge.com.
It is indeed. And it's spelled nicklejuge.com. So it also looks a bit like nickel juggy.
Nice.
nicklejuge.com. Great story about him, and there's a great the bio page on there is really worth reading. And as I say, he is on the Bongo Boy Revolution 1 compilation that we've now finished featuring, unless I think of something else to say about it.
Okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
I was going to go to London, but they got postponed slash cancelled. So not to go to London now this week. So I won't be doing any SAP integration via the cloud work.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. So I don't know.
It's ruined my week just thinking about it.
I think I'm mostly going to be playing the self-employed card and staying at home and not going to the office.
I'd stay at home with the doors and windows shut and a hot water bottle, mate.
Yeah, we're going to tape all the doors shut.
Yeah.
Keep all that beast out, you know.
I've got a terrible draft coming from my kitchen, mate.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, my back door, you see most of the house is double glazed, but the back door isn't. And a previous owner clearly had a cat, because there was a cat flap there that is, it's shut, it's bolted shut, but you still get drafts through it.
Yeah, we had our front door is an old door, so we used to have the outer door, like the airlock kind of thing. We had one door and one another door. We took those doors out because it looks better without them. But does it blow a breeze now? And that's right through the centre of the house.
Now, Tone. Yeah, you should have thought that through.
Yeah, no.
I'd have put an extra door on it.
Yeah, we're going to tape it up, nail the door shut, you know, bit of silicone around it.
Otherwise, a full-on airlock.
Yes. Yeah,
it will be better. Well, Tony, what I'm doing this week, I've got a rather big thing on Friday.
Okay.
It's the 25th anniversary of the Last Minute Comedy Club at Woodside Hall in Hitchin.
Blimey.
And I have, over the 25 years, been the MC, or compere, whatever you want to call it, host, for all but four of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I have missed four over the... But those four were all... I did miss them all before the noughties.
Okay.
So it was all in the first 7 years. So for the last 18 years, I've done every single one all the time. I've done the same song every time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm very excited about it. We've got a fantastic bill that features Cole Parker, Kevin McCarthy, and Richard Morton. And you heard the Rich Morton sound at the start of the show. This is all just going so well, Tony.
Oh, my favourite bed as well, Rich Morton.
It is a great one. And great bed. You can find out more about it, lastminutecomedy.com. It's £10 on the door to get in. There's going to be snow and ice around. Don't worry about it, Hitchin people. You can still get there. It's the 25th anniversary. It only comes around once. That's right. Right, I've got another song for you now. And more information about a label, Tony.
Okay.
Metal Postcard got in touch with us a couple of years ago I saw a press release somewhere, or we got something somehow about when they were rediscovering Cambodian rock and roll. You might remember we did a particularly weird show.
Oh yeah.
And there's an incredible story about Cambodian rock and roll, in that the entire rock and roll scene in Cambodia was killed by the Khmer Rouge, and no one had any music for a few years until they went back to being Cambodia, by which time they thought they lost all of this stuff because they destroyed all their music as well. But then some people found it and then the stuff came out. I was fascinated by it. We did a show. Anyway, we became friends with Metal Postcard. We may rarely fall out with a label, and although we have done. And or rather, I have. You never get in any bother. You're a lovely man.
Yeah.
I'm always getting bothered. I'm clearly not. I'd go as far as say I'm probably a bad girl, and I should point out that when I said I love girls, it was the title of the song, and I would quite happily say I love ladies.
Right, good point. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. On this, but I wouldn't like to think the 650th show was the one that got me arrested. But anyway, point is, Metal Postcard, they used to specialise in music from the Pacific Rim, which always made us laugh, but now they appear to have opened it out, and they are just... if a band is really good, they're going to release stuff by them. And they sent me a few tracks they thought might be suitable for the show. And one was, and here it comes, Tony.
Okay.
Band called Orange Bomb. They describe themselves as heavy pop from the south of England. But I don't think this is really heavy pop. I think this is right on our radar. See what you think. What is Orange Bomb's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Orange Bomb.
It is indeed. Does that make it Tony 4, Paul of Beansnet 3?
Yes.
This is pressure. All right then, well, you're right, anyway. And this is England.
Rise up from your comfy sofa inertia. Turn off your virtual TV reality and go out and get yourself a reality life.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Orange Balm on a track called This Is England, not to be confused with the track by The Clash, This Is England, which I believe was their last single, which was the only thing released from their ill-fated, ill-thought-out and ill-advised last album, Cut the Crap, which only has one song of worth on it, which is, of course, Three Card Trick. You can blame Bernie Rhodes for it all, and I'm sorry, I know that, being a huge Clash fan. Even the biggest Clash fan in the world can't really like Cut the Crap.
Okay.
They did all the lads together choruses and brought in electronic drums and stuff, and you're like, what are you doing? Went a bit wrong. Anyway, okay. Orange Bob didn't. That's a great track. Tony, have you got a track?
I do.
Thank the Lord.
I know. Thanks for your track nominations. If you do have a track for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the track's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All tracks received with thanks. Every email responded to. I do like to hear from you and do like your twats. I don't get to do it very often, so it is nice to be able to do it. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
He has been away. He says, hi, Tony. Back in business again. So, it's that annual time of year when the Brighton Festival, which is this year curated by David Shrigley, comes up with a load of pretentious nonsense. This year, there were two items which caught my eye. Woodland, a love poem to the forest and body. Oh, cushioned God. By soil and surrounded by leaf litter, a new growth lie down in the woods and experience woodland, a meditative and deeply effective audio work that creates a self-portrait of the body after death. Using spoken word narrative with insights from forensic anthropologists and ecologists, woodland is a gentle confrontation with mortality that imagines our body's return to the earth. Please remember,
Tony, if you can just stop a second, I would really like to invite the person responsible for woodland to come round to my house for an interview for this show, just so I can find out what kind of fucking idiot wastes everybody's time with leafy bullshit like that.
I do like that they basically also said, please remember to wear appropriate clothing and sensible shoes.
Rock and roll.
And there's another one, the arms of sleep. Through dusk and darkness to dawn drift and dream with the voice projected bright and quiet as you travel into space of sleep where galaxies are born. 23rd Century Vespers. In one of its most ambitious and magical productions to date, the voice project has created an epic 10-hour choral work to be performed overnight.
Good
on the grounds
God.
Of Fir Place. On arrival, guests will be given a bed each before spending the night surrounded by sound and shadows, poised between sleep and wakefulness as the choir performs specially commissioned music.
Tony.
Yes.
Did you say they were on 23rd Century Vespers?
Yes.
Are they on space mopeds?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And hey, you get breakfast as well. That's nice.
Well, that sold it to me then.
Yeah.
So I would quite happily sit through 10 hours of shite if I get a boiled egg.
Yeah. So he would like to nominate the Brighton Festival and its curator, David Shrigley, for particularly pretentious events at this week's as this week's twats.
It's going to be a pleasure, Tony.
Excellent. So, for the pretentious events at this year's Brighton Festival, Brighton Festival from Brighton and its curator, David Shrigley, assumably also possibly from Brighton,
is a twat. But thanks for the egg. All right, then. Cheers to that, Sussex Saint. One last track this week, Tony. Band from Liverpool that we played before, just after Christmas, actually. Band called Down and Outs, who are a Liverpool punk band, balls to the wall punk band, actually. Paul Jordan, if you're listening, we've done it again. This is a fast one. From the album Double Negative and via the label Antipop. But you know, I said that we don't fall out of record labels.
Mm.
Well, I sent them an email saying, can you stop sending me hey, why don't you buy this? Hey, why don't you buy this? And start sending me your press releases like everyone else does with the stuff on so we can play them and advertise them.
Yeah.
Heard nothing back.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. Some people do. Whatever. Anyway, Antipop, we love you. We play loads of your stuff, so can you sort it out, please? Tony, what is Down and Out's Bandcamp page?
downandouts.bandcamp.com?
It is. I didn't ask you what Orange Bomb was, did I?
Yeah, I got it right.
No, you didn't.
Didn't I?
No.
I thought it was 5-3 the last section, no?
No. No, because you didn't get it right. What is Orange Bomb's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/OrangeBomb.
No, Orange Bomb 1.
Ah.
OrangeBombone. Which looks a bit like Orange Bomb Bone.
Okay.
So, yeah, so sorry about that. So, at that point, it was 4-3 to you, I think. So, now it's 5-3.
Okay.
Yeah, you still won. It's a technicality, Tony.
That's all right.
Oh, just shut up. This is Nora Marie. That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed yourselves as much as we have making the show. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry this here shebang.
We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's ANDRA.SE.
It is indeed, and we might have word of a new station before long. We're very excited about that. Please do get in touch with us if you can about anything at all. We do like to hear from you immensely. Well, that's been the 650th show, and I really don't think we've done ourselves justice in terms of celebrating it, but I'm sure that you'll agree it's been as good a show as any others.
Exactly.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog, a-poog.
But you can't.